You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, hey. Welcome in. It's the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thank you so much for hanging out on the pod. And we appreciate you. We thank you for being a part of what we're doing here on YouTube. If you're on Spotify or Apple and you're listening to this, thank you. You're appreciated. If you're on YouTube and you're like, hey, isn't there more stuff that happens on House of L? There is. But I put all of the other stuff on audio only. So I have a pod up about Dick Allen. I have a pod up about my Superman review. So if you follow us on YouTube, great. The audio platform, I'm doing other stuff because the algorithm here thinks that this is a Bears podcast. So I'm just going to lean into it. I'll put the Bears content here. And everything else will go and live in audio form over on Spotify or Apple. But search House of L over there and you can check it out. I want to spend some time talking about what's happened this week up at Hallis Hall. I know that the reports from people who are there on the ground, and trust me, like I've gotten them on my phone too, from people who are watching practice, it is not as impressive as you would hope. But I think that we got a real window, like some real truth into what it is the level of expectation is and whether or not last year was helpful. So I want to try and give some context to the conversation. And I know that context oftentimes does not satisfy people. And that's okay. You're allowed to be as upset or nervous as you want to be about all of this stuff. And I am not here to try to stop you. I just want to give you as much context as possible. And then you can kind of figure out how you feel. I'm figuring out how I feel about this and trying to learn as I go along with how Ben Johnson wants things done. Ben Johnson wants things done a certain way. And I know that for the most part, when fans hear that and they hear that someone is holding someone accountable, and I'm using air quotes for those of you who are on the audio only, when someone is holding someone accountable, that's what coaching is. And to a certain degree, you're right. Like it should be, you should be holding players accountable for what it is they know, what type of performance they put together when they're on the field, yada, yada, yada. Saturday, Ben Johnson's press conference was really illuminating. And it was illuminating because our buddy Jason Leisure asked him two questions about last year for Caleb Williams. and asked specifically what value there is in what he went through last year. And without being rude, Ben Johnson kind of said, nah, nothing. Like, oh, yeah, he figured out what a schedule is, and maybe there'll be less anxiety because he knows how training camp works and what a game week is like. But considering the offense that the Bears were running and what was asked of Caleb, Ben Johnson is not impressed. And it probably would have been better off for Caleb to start his career with Ben Johnson than what happened last season. I kept looking at it from the perspective of how much damage is done to Caleb because he had incompetent offensive coaching. Ben Johnson, I think, looks at it and says he knows nothing. That's the way it came off. And I ran this by a couple people who were in the room and asked them if it came off the same way to them. You have to think about this now as a quarterback that just came out of college. And I know that Caleb did not just come out of college. He played every damn game last year. And I know that that is unsatisfying to you, that it's possible that you are really going to be looking at a guy who's reliving a rookie season. But Ben Johnson made it pretty clear a couple of things to keep in mind. One, Caleb, and we've talked about this on The Score, so I mean, I know that it's been a big discussion, a big point on the Speed Going Home show for sure. And I know Middays has talked about it a ton. They are asking him to do something that is completely foreign to him. And that's take snaps from shotgun. And one of the things where Ben Johnson did show some frustration on Saturday and talking about it, and the Bears were off on Sunday, but where he did show some frustration was drop snaps. And he called it Harry High School stuff. Said the quarterback center exchange, if there's one thing that he is frustrated by and wants to see diminished, is that there shouldn't be any more of that stuff going on. And then you realize that Caleb throughout his career has been in pistol or in shotgun probably since the time he was 10. They probably had him out there in pistol or shotgun. The relearning that has to happen for Caleb Williams now that they are doing actual reps and it's not theory. See, the thing about the offseason is that everything looks good on a dry erase board. Everything looks good on a chalkboard. So you have us thinking about, well, Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson, like in an offense, like that's going to be magical. And I'm not saying that we're wrong. I'm just saying that it might take a while when you consider the second part of the things that Ben Johnson was talking about. And that's how they want him to play. He kept talking about tempo. So that Caleb is comfortable in an offense that's tempo. The offense that the Bears want to run, the offense that was run by the Detroit Lions, is a little bit more structured than what Caleb Williams is used to. So he's got to learn all of this stuff along with learning a new language. It is not ideal. And I know that you are watching me right now and you're like, holy crap, Lawrence, do you mean that this is going to be a lost season? No, I'm not here to tell you that. I'm just saying that you should expect the rest of this training camp to be clunky. If you see highlights of Caleb doing well, great. And Ben Johnson made a point to say, hey, some of the stuff he saw, some of the mistakes that were made inside of the red zone were not necessarily on Caleb. There was one thing, and Dave Wanstead told me this a long time ago. One of the things that you try to teach quarterbacks is that if you're in the red zone and you're making a throw into the end zone, is that the throw to the front of the end zone needs to be low. So like if you're like Cole Kmet, like back, think about like Cole Kmet backing into the end zone. You want to throw that ball low. If it's towards the back of the end zone, it should be high. Only your guy should be able to go up and get it. And they're working with Caleb on that.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
I have full faith from what I've seen of Caleb Williams. And you guys know I wasn't the biggest Caleb Williams fan of him coming out of college. But from what I saw in college, it would be hard for me to believe that he's not going to catch up and catch on to what it is that he's being coached. And the evidence that I have for that is Jared Goff. Jared Goff, who is now a really, really strong quarterback that picked up this system. I wouldn't say quickly, but he grew into it. And now he's one of the more dangerous quarterbacks in the NFL. When I think about Caleb's experience last year from Ben Johnson's perspective, I totally understand him saying, yeah, I don't know what value there is in any of it. My concern, this is our concern, dude. My concern is that there are a lot of bad habits that happen with Caleb that might keep him from getting to where he needs to go more quickly than what we're seeing. But I hope that he overcomes that. I hope that this is something that we find him being in a better place sooner rather than later when it comes to how to play this position in this particular offense. And might I say, like, this is part of the reason why I have been pretty high on the idea of I want him to play a little bit more mechanically like Jared Goff. I don't think that it's a bad thing if he looks like Jared Goff next year. Now, there are some limitations. Caleb is not as tall as Jared Goff. But on the plus side, there's way more escapability with Caleb and then the creativity on the outside. Where Ben Johnson is at is that he's trying to get Caleb to understand we're going to win it from what this offense does and how quickly you recognize what's happening. In those moments when protection breaks down and you have to be special and you have to use your mobility, cool. But that shouldn't be the first thing that you think of. There are going to be moments where you have to just eat it. And he was saying that when Caleb's in the pocket, he doesn't want to see him chunk a play. You know, and quarterbacks will just be like, ah, nothing's happening. Screw it. He's like, no. Sometimes you might have to eat it, but you're going to go through these progressions and you're going to try to make a throw. So, yeah, man, if you're a Bears fan and you've been to the one practice and they'll put on the pads on Monday, so we'll get an even better indication of where things stand, it's something to keep looking for. If you were thinking that it was just going to happen because of the people without the work being done, that is not the case. The work has to be done. And the growing pains have to take place. And that's what's going on with Caleb right now. And I imagine it's going to continue to go on. I can't tell you when this is going to look better and you can be excited as a Bears fan. I can tell you while I'm not surprised, because new systems take time for quarterbacks to understand. So like when you're watching, if you're watching practice, or I'm going to practice later on this week, Case Keenum might look better in some of these practices. And you might have people saying that or writing that. The reason that Case Keenum will look better is because he has taken the ball under center multiple times in his pro career. Caleb hasn't. I know it seems like a really small thing, but it's not. It is not. When you spend your whole life surveying the defense like this, to then go and turn your back, even simultaneously, like for a quick second, it's different. The snapshot that you have to take as you're in your drop, you have to kind of know what's going on. And that takes time to build trust with an offensive line and know that they're going to protect you and that there's going to be a place for you to step up into the pocket, or that it allows you to stay on rhythm. So when you get back to 1, 2, 3, the ball should be coming out, like that sort of stuff. This might take a while. And the while that it might take might just be camp. Like after Caleb does it in some games, in a couple of games, even if he is playing a quarter or whatever, maybe then when you're under real duress, when it's not touch the quarterback and the play is dead or the coach is calling the play dead, maybe that's where the learning will take place. But just know that this is going to be a little bumpier than you hoped. And honestly, a little bumpier than I hoped. But I appreciate Ben Johnson being honest with all of us and seemingly being honest with Caleb too on there are things that can't keep happening. There are things that we expected to happen because you are relearning how to play quarterback. I guess it comes down to how deep of faith do you have in the scouting reports on Caleb Williams? How much do you trust that he will put in the work, that he will listen to his coaches, that he will not get frustrated to the point where he checks out mentally? If you believe in him, then you got to let him go through this. And if not, then there's a much bigger problem, but I don't think that we're there yet. I think that we should sit here and watch it develop, and it's going to be bumpy, and we need to be okay with that for now. Not forever, but for now. When you're watching practices and Dan Weederer is like, yeah, man, red zone was rough today, or Herb Howard is like, wasn't great today, those things are going to happen. Brad Biggs, whoever, Courtney Cronin, whoever is covering the team might be able to tell you that things are not great. You need to take that and go, all right, how closer are we to him getting it? And realize that this is part of the process. I hate to be the bearer of bad news in this regard, but it might take a little longer than we all hoped. And hopefully that's going to be okay, because hopefully at the end of this process, it's a really smart kid with a lot of talent teaming up with a really smart coach who has high expectations and is pushing him in the right direction. Sometimes when you, and I can just talk from my own experience of pushing really talented students, sometimes they don't realize the grind and they think they got it. And especially the ones who have that super talent, because everything has been easy for them. What does it look like when it's not easy for you? Do you stay in it? Do you trust what you're being taught? If you do, more times than not, someone with special talent is going to rise above. And if you believe that Caleb's got special talent, then you need to believe in that. That's all I got for now. There's some other stuff that I want to do that I think is fascinating about Ben Johnson's offense. The more I hear him talk about it, I've been able to take some of the stuff that he says, and I'm like, okay, cool. I can go watch this, or I can go read this about it. And there's one part of the offense that I want to get like an expert on to talk about. So I'm going to try and do that over the next week or so. All right. And it'll probably be here, but just because we have more time to play around with stuff than I do on a radio segment, but it could end up on the score too. And if it is, then we'll bring some of it back here. But I appreciate you checking it out. Please subscribe if you like the video. We need more subscribers to House of L. I think we're close to 7,000. I'd like to get over 7,000 before the season starts. That would be cool. And probably drive that number up to like 10,000 would be great once we get to actual Bears season. So if you like the video, know that there's going to be more content like it, and subscribe. And we will keep doing our best to put out the best stuff for you. Thanks to everyone who's listening on the audio platform too. It means a lot. Thank you so much for your support over there on Spotify and on Apple. I will talk to you next time. And maybe there'll be better news for us to discuss. I think there will be. I will talk to you next time. Peace.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.